Good afternoon. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl, and I'm Brad of the Bone, right here on Internet Radio. Brad's Vinyl is an eclectic collection of gold LPs and vinyl, classic rock, progressive rock, new age, new wave, punk, rockabilly, electronics, mood music, all of my old vinyl LPs, burning them to digital, and giving you all a chance to enjoy them out there on Brad's Vinyl. Today we've got UK, the album. Eddie Jobson, John Wetton, Alan Holdsworth, Bill Bruford. 1970... Oh, God. Brad, come on, Brad to the Bone. 1978. Yeah, 1978, engineered by Stephen Taylor for EG Records, UK, side one and side two in their entirety, recorded and mixed at Trident Studios in Soho, London. This was done in December of 77 and January of 78, released later in 1978, UK. Yep, you'll get in. These musicians, talented musicians, coming from various bands. They are sourced from Frank Zappa, Roxy Music, Uriah Heep, Tempest, Genesis even, a little bit of Yes, King Crimson, former members. Very interesting. So, let's get into side A of UK's LP, right here on Brad's Vinyl.
clouds moving grays, sky to thunder, kinetic sunrise fever and flood, far and water element angle, rise, melt into blood, by the light of day, by the light of day. Thank you.
says the vultures saw, but never see it to me much more. But it goes on a day gone by. Someone else has to try to light the star.
Well, all right then. Finishing up side A there of UK's debut album. Very random, jazzy-like. They're described as a jazz-like genre, UK's band. A little rock jazz. Some random, a lot of randomness there. And side one was In the Dead of the Night. In the Dead of Night, which is a kind of a long three-part piece there, starting with In the Dead of Night, followed by the Light of Day, and then Presto Vivace and Reprise, all written by Jobson Wetton, Eddie Jobson, formerly of King Crimson. Also John Wetton of King Crimson. We mentioned some of these talented artists that came from a number of different bands, including Uriah Heep, Roxy Music, and so on and so forth. John Wetton, now on vocals there, you'll notice the In the Dead of the Night, By the Light of the Day, you'll notice those vocals. Very, very obvious King Crimson sound there. He's got that distinct King Crimson vocal in By the Light of the Day. And then By the Light of the Day and Presto Vivace, also very randomly fast-paced, fun Zappa-isms, Frank Zappa sound there. Definitely a Frank Zappa sound. And very random, so. 1, 2, 3. And then finishing up the fourth piece on there, 30 years, Wetton, Jobson, and Bruford also. Bill Bruford contributing to that one. Bill Bruford on drums and percussion. And Bill Bruford, a former member also of King Crimson, as well as Yes. And Bill Bruford even played as a tour drummer for Genesis. So, keyboardist and electric violinist from Roxy Music and Frank Zappa, Eddie Jobson. Very distinctive sound there of Jobson's keyboardist. So they started back in 1972, 1973, 1974, when Robert Fripp disbanded King Crimson. And in 1976, Bill Bruford helped John Wetton out on some demos for a proposed solo album that John Wetton wanted to do in September of 1976. And they tried to work on forming a band with the keyboardist Rick Wakeman, who had previously worked with Bill Bruford in Yes, but that was the kibosh was put on that by Wakeman's record label. They didn't want their star to walk off with all that King Crimson rhythm section, so that didn't fly. But they did get Robert Fripp to reform King Crimson for a while, And later, well, Eddie Jobson actually was stolen from Frank Zappa. So that's how they got him. And then Bill Bruford recruited guitarist Alan Holdsworth. Alan Holdsworth from Soft Machine and Gong. And Holdsworth had played guitar on Bruford's debut solo album back in 1978. So they knew each other. And voila, you have a band with the four of them. Holdsworth, Bruford, Wetton, and Jobson on UK. Yes, indeed. I am Brad to the Bone. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl, where we burn our old vinyl LPs to digital. And right now we're enjoying this progressive rock jazz fusion band, UK. Side one just completed. So let's get into side two now of UK right here on Brad's Vinyl. Thank you.
coat again. Wolf at the door. Can I stand a dog life here for one day more? Close my eyes, imagine somewhere so far away. Silver sand and as your Caribbean Sea. Thank you. Black Forest, cool moonlight, blue shadows reflect in windows and diaries. Oh, to go.
Stranger, you're calling. Stranger.
Just finishing up side two of UK's debut album. Side two starting out with Alaska, an instrumental tune, followed by Time to Kill, Nevermore, and Mental Medication. Time to Kill, again, this side actually more Zappa-ish than side A. Very Frank Zappa sounding. Time to Kill, very Zappa-ish. Mental Medication sounding kind of like a cross between King Crimson and Frank Zappa, as it should be, since former members of both bands. Eddie Jobson, electric violin, keyboards and electronics. John Wetton, vocals and bass. Alan Halsworth on guitars. Bill Bruford, kit drums and percussion. That was UK, right here on Brad's Vinyl. I hope you enjoyed the show today, and stay tuned. There'll be more. I got lots of vinyl LPs I'm burning. So come on back to Brad's Vinyl next time, and thanks for listening.